The first cookbook I really, really loved was the New Orleans Cookbook by Rima and Richard Collin.
Oh, my God.
Such characters, both of them.
They really were. And he was a UNO professor.
Exactly. Whose interest was in Theodore Roosevelt.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes. And wrote a seminal cookbook that is still in print.
And was the underground gourmet.
He was a really seminal figure in New Orleans, and as was his wife. And that cookbook, talk about one that people cook out of every day. And one of the very few to attempt a French bread recipe. I think it's 3 or 4 pages for home use.
That's nervy. That's nervy.
Really is. I mean, but they got it all in there.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a great cookbook.
And then, of course, there's Leah Chase's The Dookie Chase Cookbook and her autobiography in Still I Cook.
Another cookbook that you could just cook out of every day.
Yeah.
And love it. Everybody should have every Leah Chase cookbook, every Leah Chase book. And you know, she still sits in the back of Dookie Chase. I tell people all the time, if you haven't been to Dookie Chase ever, you must go. And you must
absolutely
go now. And, you know, I add a piece of advice is go on Fridays when they have the fried catfish on the bone.
Oh.
On the buffet.
The you official Judy Walker tip.
You can't beat it. And you can't get fried catfish on the bone everywhere.
Oh. And then, of course, Emeril.
Emeril's
New Orleans cooking. Susan Spicer's Crescent City cooking. But one of the book that really changed everything, a lot of people think, of course, is Chef Paul Prudhomme's Louisiana Cooking.
Oh, yes. So that's the one that Philippe at Kitchen Witch Bookstore, the cookbook store.
The cookbook expert.
The cookbook expert says, and I do agree with him, that's the one cookbook that everybody should own. If you're going to buy one New Orleans cookbook when you come to New Orleans, get that one. Because what I find with all the chef cookbooks is many people that have a signature dish, they developed it using a recipe from one of the chef cookbooks, like Paul Prudhomme. And they've made this for years. They credit the chef that they got it from. And that is one of the ones I hear people say all the time. I make my gumbo out of that book or whatever their dish is. And you know, the other interesting thing about that book is that is before he developed his line of
products.
Commercially packaged spice mixes. And in the recipes, he delineates every spice mix. Those are his spice mixes right there written down in that cookbook.
So
that's another thing. If you're not too lazy to make your own spice mixes, he has great recipes for them.
So what is your favorite cookbook to use?
In New Orleans?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I cook out of Cooking Up a Storm, a lot of recipes out of that, and just various things. It depends on what I'm working on at the time, Susan. You know?
It's hard to pick, isn't it?
It's hard to pick. And, you know, sometimes I look at the cookbooks for inspiration. You mentioned Susan Spicer's cookbooks.
Yeah.
If I'm looking up, you know, she's got all those beautiful, like, ethnic twists. That's
right.
Her vibe, her thing. You know, my husband's gumbo is out of the Emeril cookbook. That's the one he makes when he makes sausage and chicken gumbo. He started making that, and he's developed, you know, his little twists along the way.
That's what we all do.
That's what we all do, you know? So it just depends on what I feel like making. You know who else, who was a Times-Picayune columnist, is the LaBouche Creole book. The LaBouche Creole books,
right.
Leon Sonia. Those are great books with great stories. The first one is better than the second one. Those are very handy, and I know people that cook out of that book all the time.
I know. The stained cookbooks are always the best.
They are.
This is Susan Larson. I've been talking with my good friend Judy Walker, cookbook author, for the Tricentennial Reading List. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.